Hello. Welcome to Blacter. Join me as I examine the best of black artists in my quest to becoming one myself. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Blacter. I'm your host, Gabe Moses. This episode is sure to be a funny one. Today's episode is dedicated to comedian and actress Wanda Sykes. Throughout the episode, I'll be talking about how Miss Sykes has become one of the most successful comedians in the business and how her humor has led her to countless other projects in television and film. So, let's get into it. Wanda Yvette Sykes was born on March 7, 1964, in Portsmouth, Virginia. Her father, Harry Wellsworth Sykes, was a colonel in the U.S. Army, and her mother, Marion Louise, was a journalist. She grew up in Maryland and Washington, D.C. Sykes was a very opinionated child and never hesitated to speak her mind. In first grade, Sykes remembers calling out a woman for her crooked wig. She claimed she was doing her a favor. She was known as the funny girl through elementary school and high school. She graduated from Arundel High School in 1982. She then attended Hampton University in Hampton, Virginia. She earned her Bachelor of Science degree in marketing in 1986. After college, Sykes went on to work with the National Security Agency and served as a contract specialist. She dealt with procuring spy equipment and military supplies. Sykes was thrilled to be participating in quality and exciting work at first, but she soon realized that excitement would dissolve. In 1987, Sykes entered a talent show that took place on a local radio station. She performed a stand-up comedy bit with a few jokes she had in her pocket from doodles while on the job. She didn't win the competition, but was amazed at the rush she received from performing and getting laughs. It wasn't long until Sykes quit her job at the National Security Agency, where she worked for 5 years. She moved to New Jersey, where she was close enough to the comedy club circuits. While pursuing her passion, Sykes found herself as the opening act for Chris Rock in 1995. This would be a huge step for Miss Sykes. 2 years later, Chris Rock, who remembered Sykes' outstanding act and gift, invited her to be a writer and performer on The Chris Rock Show. She was nominated for 3 Primetime Emmy Awards throughout her years as a writer and finally won an Emmy in 1999 for outstanding writing for a variety, music, or comedy special. The show was canceled after a few years on the air, and Sykes continued to develop her career in stand-up. Throughout the next few years, Sykes would earn spots on talk shows, television series, and movies. In the late 90s, Sykes was featured in her first film called Tomorrow Night, and in 2000, she earned a role in The Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps, with Eddie Murphy. In 2001, Sykes performed on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and that stand-up act allowed her to win the American Comedy Award for Outstanding Female Stand-Up Comic. And this was just the beginning. That same year, Sykes would star in movies like Pootie Tang and Down to Earth, which both starred Chris Rock. During this time, she continued to be seen on a number of shows on Comedy Central and NBC. In 2003, Fox offered Sykes her very own sitcom called Wanda at Large. Along with starring on the show, she was also a writer and executive producer. However, after a few episodes, the show's ratings started to decrease. Unfortunately, the show was canceled in November of that year. But this did not stop Sykes from making the world laugh. Sykes released a comedy special that aired on Comedy Central in 2003 called Wanda Sykes, Tongue Untied. The next year, she received Comedy Central's Commie Award for Funniest TV Actress. She also had another short series called Wanda Does It that also aired on Comedy Central. 2004 would be the year of her first book release. Yeah, I Said It was written by Sykes and published by Simon & Schuster. The book is a collection of personal stories from her life and family. In 2005, Sykes would return to the big screen as a co-star in the film Monster in Law, starring Jennifer Lopez. This film was a big launch for her successful career as an actress. In 2006, in the midst of her film career, Sykes met her soon-to-be wife, Alex Need Bolosky. Here's a clip from an interview Sykes has with Jay Leno as she jokes about coming out to her parents as a black woman. Keep in mind, this interview happened 2 years before Sykes would come out to the world as a gay woman. Enjoy.
Welcome back, Sergeant Wanda Sykes. How you doing on the New Adventures of Old Christine? You having fun over there?
I am having a great time over there. I love
like
that show. Yeah. And the cast is great. The writing is good. So I'm having a lot of fun. And Julia, she's just so talented and so funny. And, you know, I had to give her a lot of crap after the whole Michael Richards thing.
Oh, right. Now, what did you do?
Well, you know, because it was like after that went, you know, went down and, you know, Kramer went off and stuff, you know, said the N-word all the time. I went back to work, and every time Julia said something to me, I would go, "What you call me? What you say? You know, everything." She was like, "You know, I think we should make this a little bigger." What did you just say?
That's a lot of fun. Yeah.
I just fun, you know.
Now, I got to ask you this. I got to ask your opinion on this.
Okay.
I've been talking about the monologue. You know, Isaiah Washington, Grey's Anatomy. This is going into rehab because of, you know, making the gay remarks. What do you got on that? Where are you on that?
I don't. First of all, it was ignorant for him to make it just out of line, wrong.
Right.
You know, never should have said it. But to me, it's like this whole thing with rehab. Like rehab is gonna fix everything. Like, and what is gay rehab? What is? Well, he just sitting in there with a bunch of gay guys and they making them try on pumps and stuff.
I have no idea.
I don't understand. You know, either it's in your heart or it's not, or I don't know. I guess, you know, some sensitivity training.
Sensitivity training.
Yeah. But to me, the big shock is that, you know, for you know, usually we're on the receiving end of the bigoted and racist comments, black folks, right? So when he's doing, I'm like, well, dang, I guess we have overcome, you know? maybe gay is the new black.
Gay is the new black?
Gay is the new black.
Yeah, but don't you find it's easier to tell your parents that you're black? Now, how about some of these?
Tell everybody you're Indian. Don't. You know, your grandmother part Cherokee. Don't say black.
Part Cherokee?
We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to the episode. In 2006, Wanda Sykes would expand her list of talents by becoming a voice actress for a number of animated films. Films like Over the Hedge, Rio, and Barnyard were just a few movies that highlighted Sykes' distinct voice and vocal humor. In 2007, Sykes would appear in a movie that is dear to my heart, Evan Almighty. I remember going to see this film in theaters, and it was my first experience seeing Sykes perform. The film also starred Steve Carell, Morgan Freeman, and John Goodman. It's a classic comedy and family movie. That same year, Sykes would reprise her role as Betsy the Cow on the animated television series Back to the Barnyard. In 2008, Sykes would publicly come out as a lesbian just a month after she would marry her partner of 2 years. 4 years earlier, Sykes came out to her parents, who did not accept her choice. They did not attend her wedding. A few months later, Sykes' wife gave birth to fraternal twins named Lucas and Olivia. In 2009, Sykes was on to her next stand-up special called I'ma Be Me. The special premiered in October of that year. Throughout the show, Sykes touches on politics, family, and the recent events in her life. Here's a short clip from the show where Sykes talks about life at home with her new family.
And my wife, she's trying to set some rules around the house, right? Yeah, she said the babies, they're not allowed to watch TV. The babies are 3 months old. How the f***? It's just colors to them. They ain't watching TV, you know. But I'm sitting there one day, I'm feeding Olivia. You know, my wife comes through, TV's on. She comes through, she picks up the remote control, turns the TV off. Baby, come on. Tu ne peux pas regarder la télévision? I can't watch TV. The baby not watching TV. I'm watching TV. Turn off my TV. So, baby, but TV is no good. It's no good. I'm like, wait a minute. TV paid for the TV.
In November of 2009, Sykes would earn yet another show. This time, it was her own talk show. The show aired for only one season on Fox. In the next few years, Sykes would continue to be featured in a number of films and television shows. She's famous for her roles in Ice Age, Bad Moms, and Blackish. In 2011, Sykes was diagnosed with stage 0 breast cancer. Being that it runs in her family, she soon got a double mastectomy just to stay safe. By 2016, Sykes was on to her next stand-up special. This one is called What Happened, Miss Sykes. The show premiered on Epics and features Sykes discussing more about politics, getting old, and being the minority in her family. Take a listen to this next clip.
Kids, they come to your room. They wake you up, you know. They get up in the middle of the night. They run to your room. And our kids, they're no different. They do the same thing. You know, but I got to tell you, it took me some time to get used to that. It did. It took a while to get used to that. I mean, geez, I'm sorry, black woman. Waking up in the middle of the night and see two little white kids staring at the foot of your bed. That's some scary shit, you know. And don't get me wrong, I know they mine. I love them to death, but I mean, it took me off guard. You know, I'm sleeping. I wake up, it's like, ah, shit, okay, hey, y'all, hey. You know, because that blonde hair and the moon hitting it and the blue eyes lit up and there's two of them standing there. It's just like... You know, it's almost like I can hear the music, you know. La, 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 la. Mommy boo.
Wanda Sykes has become one of the most well-liked comedians of her time. Not only has she been a voice for black queer women, but has shown the world how comedy can get you through tough times. Today, Miss Sykes lives happily with her wife and two children in Los Angeles. Her parents are now accepting her lifestyles, and they have since reconciled. To end this episode, I'll be playing a clip from her most recent stand-up special, Not Normal. This special was released on Netflix in May of 2019. The special has been nominated for several awards, including Critics' Choice Awards, an NAACP Award, and a Primetime Emmy Award. I'm excited to continue to follow her career and the joy she brings to this world with her loving personality and hilarious jokes. With that being said, please enjoy this sketch from Not Normal by Wanda Sykes.
Crazy white guy shoots up a movie theater. They give you his backstory, right? They tell you where he went to school. Oh, he was a loner.
They put a picture up in the news of him that's so sympathetic. I'm watching news, I'm like, oh man, he should have called me. We need a better publicist. Yeah, I want a campaign, for black people, right? How about like some billboards all across the country of black people just doing fun, non-threatening, frivolous shit? Just black people just like bowling, just... How about some slogans, you know, like Toys for Tots? How about a good slogan for black people? Hey, let's get black to business. Like that. Or maybe, you know, something environmental, like show black people just taking out the recycling can, you know, like. We're black, but we're green. You need a black friend. Get a black friend, you'll learn some shit. Like, here's an easy one. You should know this one. Never touch a black woman's hair. Yes. Never touch a black woman's hair. I don't give a... She has a tarantula sitting on her head. Let it bite her. Here's another one I'll give y'all. White people, you go and you get a tan. You get a nice tan, you've been on vacation. Do not go back to your job and go up to your black coworker. Hey, Denise. I'm almost there. Hey, girlfriend, I'm almost there. We hate that shit. And we secretly wish bad black shit happens to you when you do it. I'm almost there. Mm-hmm. I hope you get sickle cell.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. You can follow me on Instagram at Gabe J. Moses. Be sure to follow and subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts to get updates on new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Until next time, I'm Gabe Moses, and Black Artists Matter.